everybody?
What is going
what's
on,
up,
everybody?
Tanner Tanner, what's that, Tanner Tanner?
What's up, my dude?
Well, as normal, we don't care if you're here because you want to be or because you lost a bet with one of your buddies. We're just glad to see you.
I guess.
Or hear you.
I guess.
No camera. There is a camera.
There is a camera right
We're
there.
Glad to see you, motherfuckers.
Hey, are we live?
Anyway.
No. Well, we're live.
We are live.
The podcast is not live.
We are. Well, technically, we are
anyway,
live.
Anyway, you guessed it. You're listening to the okayest show on the internet, the HHR Unplugged Podcast. And we got a badass one tonight, boy.
Oh, you ain't blind, but boy. I'll tell you what.
Fucker, I'm tired.
You ain't tired.
Shut up. I'm about to... I need some speed on aisle three, please.
Hey, anyway. Hey, yo. Chill.
All right. Because I know these guys, and I know kind of what a little bit more about them lately as far as our special guests go.
Yo.
I'm going to go ahead and do this, Tanner. You ready for this one?
Let's do it,
it's
baby.
It's going to be a treat for you. Something that you never get to do.
What?
What up, bitches?
What up, motherfuckers?
None. What's happening?
Oh, you know, just sweat my balls off over here because it's, you know, 92% humidity over here.
Welcome to the HHR Unplugged Podcast episode, 15, I think?
15?
15, 16. Fuck, I don't know, less than 20.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, this is day two for you.
It is day two. Yes, it
this
is.
This is day three for me.
Yeah.
No. Day three of the Texabama night. We'll call it a mini tour.
Mini tour.
We'll call it a mini tour.
It's a mini truck.
A quick tour. I did.
Mini tour in the mini truck.
I did mini truck it.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure I don't have kidneys left. Jesus.
Was it bumpy?
So here, round three of Texabama Nights is Hochatown Saloon in Hochatown, Oklahoma. Those streets here are not conducive to mini trucking, just so y'all know.
No.
I don't know if y'all saw me behind you coming up here.
Yeah, it was bouncing a little bit.
Hell, you should see in the B-dub. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, so the Texabama Nights tour is obviously,
yours truly is the town retard, MC.
B. Ryan.
Hey, I've had fun.
Have you had fun?
I have had fun.
You ain't had fun in a long time.
I've had fun. I know. I've enjoyed it. And I got 7 hours of sleep, so these guys are fucked.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but
guys.
But anyway, it's us with Chase Rains and the Horny Hexagon.
Yes, the Horny Hexagon.
But more importantly, I say more importantly, that's fucked up. Chase, I love you, man. But, okay, no, yeah, more importantly, fuck you. Anyway. The guys from Railroad Avenue right here, fellas. What's up, y'all?
What's up, guys?
From Anniston, Alabama. They have been to Texas, Arkansas, back to Texas, back to Arkansas, back to Texas, back to Arkansas, and now Oklahoma.
Oklahoma,
man. Is this y'all's first trip in this region of the country?
Yeah, as a band, we really haven't strayed too far away from our hometown, but just now getting out there trying to play some music, make sure people like it, you know?
I could guarantee them to you, everybody that's heard it so far has liked it.
I can say this. Other day in Paris,
yeah,
the very first time, it was the first time I've ever heard y'all, right?
Yep, me too.
And I was outside, and I said, holy fuck, God.
So here's kind of...
I appreciate that so much.
Here's kind of how it worked for me. Like, normally, I like to be like the... y'all might not believe this because the last 3 days that we spent together, but when it comes to this, I try to be fairly serious. Like, I try to take it serious, right?
Right.
I try to do it right-ish. You know what I mean?
Right. Ish.
But for whatever... So I usually do, like, research, right? Like, I've been promoting this show for 2 months.
Right.
I had no fucking clue about anything about y'all. And I didn't want to. I did it on purpose. I wanted to find out how we as a show... we're going to be able to just come in and mesh with somebody that we don't know. Right? Yeah. Like, adapt. If y'all were a bunch of dicks, we had to be able to figure that out. Right? Turns out only Doug is.
Bro, I don't mean to
speak
interrupt
up for
you.
Me.
But hey,
oh, my bad.
This fucking coffee cup scared the fuck out of me.
Hey, that's a whoa. Okay.
You was talking, Luke. I said, oh, man,
drummers ain't right. Drummers ain't
we'll
right.
Miss a minute.
Yeah, drummers ain't right, man.
I'm not machining my heart. Went.
So, one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to start over here with Ralph and let you guys introduce each other, man. First, last name, what you do in the band, and then we'll get playing with the rest of the folks. Go for it, man.
All right, I'm Ralph Wheeler. I play lead guitar and sing backup vocals.
Right on.
I'm John Smith. I play rhythm guitar and sing.
Yeah, he does.
John also writes all the songs.
Yeah.
Don't let him be too humble about it.
Yeah, we like John's original.
Yeah.
We like John's originals.
Thank you.
My name's Doug White. I'm a bass player.
And a cop.
That part. And I'm Gary McCormick, the drummer.
See, he doesn't have headphones on, so he didn't. You said, I'm the bass player. I said, and a cop.
He's the fuzz, bro.
Man, yeah. All the diamond people out.
Hey, but we're all, hey, but we're okay. Long we don't kill nobody, right?
Hey, well, what you trying to do? Don't steal nothing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. A little late for that, man. They got a bag of Super Balls back here. Did y'all see that? There's like bags full of like Super Balls and Skittles and shit back
here. Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see it? Hey, I thought they were gumballs. And I was I was beeline. I was going to grab me a bag of gumballs. I was like, oh, they're Super Balls.
They're getting ready for Pecos when they come.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, John, you're actually, are you from Texas or you lived in Texas?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Dallas.
Right on.
Okay.
And what took you to Alabama?
Say what now?
What took you to Alabama? Sorry.
Bad decisions.
I got that. That's probably the same thing that's kept me in Texas.
No, I had some family out there, man. You know, young kid. My grandparents lived out there in Alabama, so I just went and stayed with them for a while.
Gotcha.
Stayed a little bit and never left?
Yeah.
And do y'all all live in, like, the same area of Alabama?
Yeah.
Really?
Same area.
They all live in the same cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Same town. Oh, it's a dad bod video.
Live, like, 5 minutes from each other.
Y'all seen that dad bod video on YouTube or whatever? The dad life?
Oh, yeah.
You remember what I'm talking about? Yeah. The minivan and everything? Like, the white socks pulled up. Yeah. Wearing slides with some white socks pulled up. Taking the kids baseball and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me and my friends.
Yeah. That's life.
But,
what's wrong with that?
Ralph, where are you from? Like, have you been there?
Well, that's a weird question. I was born overseas because my dad was working overseas.
But, right on.
I actually lived in Texas when I was a young kid, my early childhood. So probably by the time I was 4 to the time I think I was 11 years old, I lived in Katy, Texas.
Katy?
Okay.
Down by Houston?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. I was born in Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I was 2 weeks old. My parents moved to Dallas. So,
gotcha.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it didn't really count.
All downhill from there.
I still hate Houston. Sorry, Houston.
Sorry, boy. That place is hot as fuck down there.
I mean, it's not exactly cold right now in Oklahoma.
No, it's not.
I'm sweating.
Warm out here.
It's hot as a fuck in here, dude.
It's not hot. It is humid. There's a difference.
It's the same.
There's a difference.
It's the same.
No, it's
okay,
not.
Okay, look.
Humidity makes
a difference. The guy on the news says, well, it's 94 degrees outside, but it feels like 107. Then it's 107.
That boy. It is.
The humidity is what.
No, it's still 107.
Nah.
Okay. It's 31 degrees outside with a wind chill of 17. Then it's 17.
No, that's 17.
See, it's the same thing.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to double edged sword.
Gary. All right, who's the oldest out of y'all? I'm going to ask the oldest. That's what I figured. I figured it was you.
What are you
wise?
About to
ask? He's wise. He ain't old, he's wise. How old are you?
41.
41. Still younger than me.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that's because you're old.
Yeah, I know. I'll be 47 in October.
Old.
All right. So Gen X then.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
No. What is?
Yeah, you Gen X. Barely.
Oh yeah, barely.
Barely.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
Is water wet?
Is water wet?
Is water wet?
There's only one right answer.
No, there's not. Depends on what context you're asking.
Did you say yes is or water no wet?
Gary? Is water wet?
It's wet.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
Doug, is water wet?
Yeah, I would say absolutely.
No, water's not wet.
Thank you, John.
Wet. No.
Thank you.
You just want to argue, that's all.
John's always one to argue.
Paper, it's the debater. Right? Then it's singers. Is that wet? When it's a
singers. Ralph, is water wet?
You know what? Yeah, sure. Water's wet.
Agreed.
See, this is the one
so
time.
So science says, apparently, some dipshit scientist got paid.
What do you mean apparently?
He got paid to write a paper that says that water is not wet. It's it makes not, things wet.
Which is true.
Okay. But that's not even a scientific argument. It's a grammatical argument. Water is a noun and wet is an adjective. Therefore, water is fucking wet.
See, that's been doing like the words and stuff. Like, go back to the scientific.
Oh, here, Tanner. Let me, hold on. Let me fix you. Okay, good.
This mother.
That's the same stuff John does to me at home.
It's okay to be wrong sometimes, guys. It's okay.
Yeah, anyway. All right, cool. All right, man. So I have decided, I'm sure y'all are probably going to be like, well, yeah, dumbass. So you guys would classify yourselves as a rock band, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Y'all essentially, yeah.
I feel like y'all are 100% a rock band, right? I mean, y'all have covered a couple of country tunes this weekend just to do them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all covered some Chase tunes. Chase, I don't think is country either. So yeah. I put Chase in Americana and folk.
Right, yeah.
That's where I put him.
I guess you'd kind of call us Americana if you really want to get down to it.
Yeah,
you
know, but dude, you're one hell of an alternative singer too, though. So
appreciate
in fact, y'all's even the covers, but even especially like y'all's originals that lean real heavy towards an alternative side, y'all fucking slay those.
Man,
appreciate it.
Y'all
so
do.
Much.
Y'all
thank
really
you,
do
bro.
Slay those, man. Where y'all playing? Like outside? I mean, are y'all just playing in Alabama until this?
So far.
Okay.
This band, that's what we've done.
Right on. Let's see here. Blah 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 blah. Oh, my wife's upset. She's not going to get to see Michael Summers sing at Hunt County Fair. My wife and kids are supposed to be going to the Hunt County Fair to watch Michael Summers and Stoney LaRue, but they're not going to get there in time for Michael because of baseball.
Oh,
because they lost the first game and had to play a second game. So
did they win the second game?
They did not. So they are in third. They're in the playoffs.
That's good. As long as they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, they seeded third, though.
Well, tell them to do better.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, trust me. They've already been told. So y'all staying around Alabama and stuff. Has this sparked a desire to do more traveling? Or is it too damn expensive and not enough reward? like a prom day, too much work, not enough meat?
I think it's a common consensus between all of us that we all just want to play wherever will take us. You know what I mean?
Right on. Cool.
I'm surprised a lot more places don't take y'all. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
Well, look, man, I know how it is. I know how it is for us. Like, when we all, man, we're together a lot. Like, all of us, me and Tanner and Jimmy, which you guys didn't get, shut up. Y'all didn't get to meet Jimmy yet this weekend, but we do enough stuff together that we start bickering like little brothers. Like, yeah. We'll start fighting like brothers.
Not us. Never.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
People start they start thinking that they're right, like saying water's wet, not wet. Stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
It's because it is wet.
Depending on what day of the week it is, me and Doug try and kill each other. You know?
But it's a love thing.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Like,
it's absolutely.
You know,
it's a family, man. We're a family.
And it's
family.
Like I've known Chase for literally like 3 months, two or three months. We haven't known each other that long, right?
Maybe.
But it you like hit off instantly, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know that we were to this friend level where we were, but I was really pissed off about something. It was probably something Tanner said. and he goes, "Well, BT," which nobody calls me BT, and that's what freaked me out, because that was like back in my like when I was a surveyor, they called me BT, but nobody's ever called me that. And Chase just decided that was what he's gonna call me. He goes, "BT, you know what I think it is?" I said, "What?" He goes, "I think you need to fucking go give yourself some Midol and calm the fuck down." And I was like, he did it. I was like, oh, shit.
Crickets.
Yeah. I said, what? And he goes, "Look, man, I think I love you enough to tell you that I'm pretty sure your vagina's hurting and it's not that big a deal." I was like, okay, then. You're probably right.
Oh, and that was it. I remember that time. I know exactly what it was about.
And that was it. Like, I was like,
brother of love, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, you start bickering with people when you spend enough time with them. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
We spend more time with each other than we do.
So,
families.
Yeah, man.
I just thought about something. We've actually never had an argument.
We haven't.
Never.
No. It's because I'm always fucking right. Because you're the same age. You're the same age as my oldest daughter. Yeah, so
the old age is getting to you. So
I could be your dad, which makes it creepy when you think about me and your girlfriend together. So anyway.
Hey, that's all y'all. I mean, Sharon's caring, I guess.
All right. So how long did it take y'all to 9.5 hours? I know that. But like, did y'all do an overnight or did y'all drive straight through?
Straight through.
Y'all are troopers.
All right, cool. Shit. So y'all came into town Wednesday, right?
I drove 3 hours here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all were here Wednesday.
So Wednesday night. Yes.
So 4 days so far, 24/7 being around each other. Y'all are still sitting here together. Y'all are going on stage together.
Well, they seem a little spread apart than usual.
Well, no, my thing is like, if it had fallen apart, right?
Yeah.
Like they were ready to get home and tell each other to eat shit and move on, right? They would be in separate parts of the truck or the cabin or whatever here at Hochatown until it was time to go on stage. They'd go knock it out because they are damn professional.
Yep.
And then they'd be right off the stage and fuck each other and go home.
Yeah.
Right. But I feel like they're still okay.
Oh yeah, always. Right. Always.
We'll find out by the end of the night.
You missed all the naked hugging this morning.
Yeah. Should have fucked in. You should have told me.
I'm just saying.
I got here a little bit sooner,
I wasn't part of it.
I covered my belly up. I wouldn't let y'all see that. Y'all don't want that mess.
It's hairy as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
The real Bigfoot.
All right, well, who... This is going to be... I hope it's not a... Because I know that y'all weren't all sitting around playing cards or something, and somebody went, "Hey, let's start a band all in I, right? So who started this band?
That's a tough question. Well, I guess John, to some degree. You know, me, John, and Gary had actually been playing together in different projects over the years, probably the last 10 years, kind of on and off.
All right.
But Doug and I were actually playing in another band, and Gary and I and John talked about getting together, and I said, "Hey, you know, I know this other guy that plays bass from this other band. Why don't we just try him out and have a jam and see how it goes?" And
right on.
Honestly, the rest is history. You know, we hit it off pretty much immediately.
Okay.
And,
when'd you come in, Doug?
So... one day we were in a different band, me and Ralph together, and John, Ralph, and Gary. I couldn't hear what Ralph was saying.
But he told us basically. Go ahead.
John came in one day, and the guy that was singing in that band and playing rhythm guitar, he left, and John came in. And he's like, "Hey, man, you want to do a few songs?" I was like, "Yeah, absolutely." And he started banging out some originals, and I was like, "Man, these are really good songs." I just started thumping along to it, and everything really kind of meshed, and I got to meet Gary the next time, and we all got together, and everything just felt right, man.
I don't know if I've ever seen a bass player that had a wireless bass. It's pretty dope.
You have a wireless bass?
I feel like you should use it more.
It's a transmitter.
Pretty dope.
I feel like you should use it more. I really do.
I think every bass is wireless if it's not plugged in.
Okay, but his is actually loud and not plugged in.
You're right.
My bad, John.
Smart ass mouth.
My bad, John.
I don't like standing still. Like,
but you know what I mean. Like,
I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm tripping over that wire every time.
I would use it more. I think it would be cool. I think all y'all should go wireless. And
the problem with that is I move around too much, man. I forget to stop on stuff when I need to stop on stuff.
I got it. Yeah, I get that too, because you got to have pedals. You got pedals and shit. Yeah. Gary, is there any instruments you don't play?
Rhythm guitar.
That's the only thing you can't play?
Yeah, I can't mess with it. I wish I could. God said, you got enough. That's it.
Y'all sit here and play the keys, man.
I did hear today.
Did you got to hear?
I heard him practicing this morning.
Man, he's amazing.
That little jam session y'all were doing this morning, just for the hell of it, that was cool as shit.
Man, what were we talking about the other day?
And Ren, my son, he got some pretty good footage of it. He took some pictures y'all, like, when y'all were jamming this morning.
We were talking about something about a week ago that it'd be dope to learn how to play. What was it? Do you remember?
Instrument-wise?
Yeah.
Nah.
I can't remember what it was.
I'd love to be able to play a cajon like Dakota
can. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, cajon. Man,
have y'all seen Dakota play that?
A cajon?
Yeah. Have y'all seen Dakota play it?
Oh, we haven't seen Dakota play
it. No, I haven't seen
it. It's like a full kit when he does it. He's got like tambourines strapped to his shoes and cymbals on his heel. And it's crazy as shit, man.
That's what's up.
He's good at it.
That's what we were talking about.
If I was them, I wouldn't even put him behind a drum kit. I just let him carry that shit around. You can have like a little smart car.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even need a big truck. You know what I mean? But I will say this with you and Dakota. It's been pretty cool to watch y'all use the same kit. This trip.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
It's not easy. That took years for me to be able to just adapt to any drum set. When you grow up in church with a raggedy ass set, and you gotta make it work. So I'm used to just adapting to the sound.
Yeah.
And just making it work, man.
Well, it's also been cool because Dakota's always late. So the drums have been set up on time every show so far.
Oh, yeah. He should feel blessed. Yeah,
because Gary's here. Gary's here. And Gary has been almost perfect on loading and unloading the trailer.
almost.
Yeah, almost, because, that one thing. That one thing that got left.
How could I forget?
My interface went flying.
So, Tanner, you weren't here. You weren't there, I'll tell you this.
I was about to ask. Yeah, so what was the one thing?
So we had a long night last night at Whiskey River in Texarkana.
So late.
And it was good, but damn, it was long. Well, we go to leave, right? Yeah. Chase and Amore take off first. I was looking down at my phone, and so these guys are pulling a trailer, right? So they take off, and me and Corbin are in the mini truck behind them.
Yeah.
I get up into about third gear, and shit starts flying off the trailer, and I thought it was just paper, right? And I was like, whatever. And then this red box flips a couple times and then does like a 9-foot double jump. Dude, I slammed on the brakes in the mini truck. It slid completely sideways in the road, and it was Gary's interface he had left on the fender of the trailer.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I about had a heart attack, but it was in good tech. I appreciate bro for seeing it.
Hey, it worked though, didn't it?
I didn't plug it up, but it looks like it's good.
I'm scared too.
It looks like it's gonna be fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
it looks like it'll be fine.
I don't know what the shock tolerance is of bounce, but
right.
We're gonna find it out.
So I know we're in a weird situation where we can't do one of our normal long ass interviews.
But 2-3 hours?
But we're gonna save that for Alabama. We're gonna come to Alabama.
Yeah, we'd love that.
I can't wait for y'all to come, man.
I wanna come in and see some stuff for y'all. I would love it.
They'll love it.
I think tonight, if the crowd gets a little bit bigger, this might be the night to let it all go.
Yes, sir.
Because even if I do go to Battle of the Bands tomorrow, I'm not MCing. I'm just going to support and network. So I think I'm gonna leave it all in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. Go out with a bang.
I'm either gonna get kicked out or they're gonna offer me a job. That's what I've decided.
Yes, sir. Hey, it ain't failed yet.
No, we're about 1,000 so far.
Yeah.
And last night was sketchy, man. That bar gets a little.
You got a little weird, didn't it?
At 1 o'clock, that bar gets a little crunk. I was. I mean, there were people sneaking in the back door with scooters.
Yeah,
they
went to park their scooters.
Yeah, like trying to steal shit, walking away with stuff. Hey, it was for real. We had to keep people out by the trailer while all the gear was outside.
Yeah.
It got a little suspect there after.
I mean, if I'm going to sneak into a bar, I'm going to do it on a scooter. You know what I'm saying?
Look, man, if I'm going to get caught, I'm going to get caught like a badass.
So, if shit hits the fan, you can ride that bitch.
Yeah. Let everybody see how cool I am on the scooter.
I mean, just think if you could just roll through, like, go in the back door of a bar, roll around it on your scooter, right out the front door. Fuck y'all! You know what I mean? That dude got banned for 90 days, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he got a 90-day ban.
Wow. Got him.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. We're no more storage for video. He's out of storage. Man, that kid is taking a lot of video.
Yeah.
Hey, take the computer and download some?
I've learned.
You want to take the computer and copy some over?
From what everyone's telling me, if you want to do like audio, video, or mostly video for like like what we're doing, always get a second phone.
Yeah.
Get a second phone with the biggest storage you can get. That's the only thing you use it for.
We have a gig phone. It's somewhere in the building. I don't know where they put it, but there is a gig phone to film tonight.
Don't forget it, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's Amore's. It ain't getting forgot. She's not going to let it get forgot. He's done some good ass videos, though, man.
I'm
proud of him. This is his first real weekend of doing like doing stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's going to be, I think it's going to come out good. He's going to try to make everybody, you guys and Chase and the band, he's going to try to make y'all some music videos.
Awesome.
Like, he'll probably just pick a song and try to make it, put some video to it.
Hell yeah.
So that'll be pretty sick. That'll be cool.
Being broke musicians and everything. Well, man,
if you want to use it, if you don't, you know. So are there plans in the works to put together any kind of a EP or an album or anything?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely have plans for that. Gary's actually a master recorder.
I figured we're planning
on doing that here pretty soon.
It's part of what that interface was.
Yeah.
I figured he probably could figure that out. So so an album full of originals?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, you say an EP, it'll probably be like 4 or 5 songs.
So an EP.
There, yeah. Something okay. like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So an EP.
Yeah.
So, man, that's about all anybody does anymore, man. And I think the biggest part of it is because it's too damn expensive to do anything more than that.
Yeah.
That too, and people's attention span.
People aren't really buying albums
quick.
Anymore.
Yeah. So you want to put a little bit out at a time, because you put everything out at one time.
I know that's the reason, but man, there's still a lot of people out there that still miss the album.
I miss the album.
An album tells
the choir, buddy. Yeah.
An album tells a story.
That's how we all grew up listening to music.
You know what I mean? Like, if an album is put together the right way, dude, first song to last song tells a story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just the world's changed, man. The internet. So
social
now,
media.
I don't even have to ask them that question. I know where they stand now.
Yep.
Yep. They agree.
Yep.
They agree. Water is definitely wet, and the album is better.
The album is better, but the water, not so much. Not so much.
Shit, I remember getting a CD, man, and just staring at the CD
Just cassette,
you know,
baby.
Just going through it, bro. Yeah, cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm listening it to death.
You, Gary, and Doug.
Oh, yeah, cassette.
Doug, how old are you?
40.
40, okay. John?
Shit, how old am I?
33. Okay. No. Ralph?
I'm 34.
Okay. So y'all are all roughly, that's close.
Yeah. Again, I'm the youngest one here.
Yeah, Tanner barely got hair on his balls.
Bitch.
Tanner's 29.
I'll be 30 this year, unfortunately. Yeah. What's it feel like?
That's bad.
Don't
do it.
I'm about to say, man.
I'm already limping around here tonight because my hip is fucking
hurt. I'll tell you, dude, I know I'm immature, so I never feel my age, but this weekend I'm kind of starting to feel my age.
Hey, catch up with us on the
road. Look, man, I got done with the show last night. I'm not going to lie to you, Tanner, and I know I'm fixing to catch hell. I got done with the show last night, and I went to my truck, and I took my boots off and put on my Hokas.
Yeah, that's the
We have a joke that every time I see him, I'm like, nice New Balances. He'll hit me with that. They're Hokas, bitch.
They're Hokas, bitch. On the New Balances. They're them clunky-ass clown shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you just got to take a mite off, bro.
That's right. Take a mite off, man.
Hey, man,
So speaking of that prick, how did y'all meet Chase?
Yeah, I want to know that.
So, yeah.
Weirdly enough, I was out of town when y'all first met him.
Yeah, so we meet Chase? We got together, man, and we were putting all these originals out and everything. We're at the oldest bar in Alabama, is in Anniston, Alabama. It's called the Peerless Saloon, and they have an open mic night. And we cut our teeth at open mic night.
Okay.
And Chase was in town with business, and he came, and we became quick friends, man. And we started playing with him.
He has that effect on people.
Yes, he does.
Man, he's Chase good is so guy. Good. I love good his voice. Guy, his songs are fantastic. And we did some shows with him in Anniston, and we've been talking about putting this together for a long time. So
he, I remember the exact moment again, like Doug said, outside of the Peerless. But Amore said something about Texas, and I was like, "You from Texas?" He was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "I'm from Texas, Hoss." And instant best buds.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah, they're good people, man. They open their house up to you when you need a place to crash. Like,
absolutely.
So does Tammy, their next door neighbor. And,
so friendly.
And oh my God, that was the most comfortable bed I've ever slept on in my life last night. And it might have just been because I was that tired, but it felt amazing.
Yes, sir.
And a
good
shower,
people, man.
Yeah. Yeah, a shower was not did not suck. So
I'm on 24 hours. No shit, shave a shower.
Yeah. But so what's next? Like what are y'all? What's next? What's next for Railroad Avenue?
Well, we're gonna drive home tomorrow. Okay. And we're probably gonna take Monday off. We typically get together every Monday and play, but since we got a all right. So
no, we have a rehearsal.
No,
with
we do.
Group.
We have another gig coming up. I thought we were going to take it off, but we're not.
Right on.
But yeah, we're playing May the 4th in Birmingham.
Right on.
And May the 4th be with you. And the 10th, we're back in Anniston. And the 11th, we're in Gadsden. So
damn. Yeah, y'all do got a bunch.
No time
going
off
on.
In this life.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. None. We're not getting off on Monday.
None.
I'm telling you, we spend more time together than we do with anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm fairly sure I've vlogged about as many miles probably as y'all did getting here this weekend. Like, I've been back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going home tonight. Are we playing till 2?
12,
I don't think so.
12?
No, yeah. 12. Yeah.
Oh, if it's 12, I'm rolling 12. Home. Yeah, I'll go home. I'll go home tonight. That gives me a whole day because I got to be at another venue tomorrow. So.
Hell yeah.
Battle of the Bands at Rhinestone Saloon in Fort Worth tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we're working on a little something that I'm not quite ready to tell the internet about yet. We've all kind of talked about it a little bit, and I want y'all involved in it, and so does everybody else. So we want to put on a real upbeat, kick-ass show, like a traveling show, four bands, and the other three, the other one's Chase and the guys, and then you guys would be one. I'm not going to divulge who the other two are because they might say no. So, but we have an idea that will be amazing if we can make it work out, and it's gonna set the world on fire, buddy.
Oh yeah,
y'all four. I can't think of a better bill. So, you guys have been
thank
great.
Thank you,
man. It's not an.
We
ass
enjoyed
kissing.
You too, man.
That's not an ass kissing thing. Y'all, if y'all sucked, I wouldn't try to have a podcast with you.
Honestly,
know what I mean?
if y'all sucked, he would tell y'all.
Man, yeah, it really means a lot to us.
For sure,
thank you,
bro.
Yeah, dude, y'all are badass, man, and y'all work your asses off on stage. Gary looks like he's flying a space shuttle back there. There's shit. There's computer screens and.
Yeah, I seen that. I was like, damn, he got that whole setup. Yeah. Damn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Gary will never tell you, but he is definitely by far the most talented person in this band.
I'm still learning. I'm still learning.
I feel like he might would tell you.
I'm still learning, bro. There's always room to grow.
100%. You gotta stay that
once
way.
Once you feel like you know it all, you lose the love. Yeah. You always gotta be hungry to want more. So
have all y'all been playing music pretty much all your lives, or?
Yep.
What? Gosh, how old were you whenever you started playing guitar, bro?
I was 12, 11 or 12.
Okay. 15.
Yeah, I was 3.
I started playing the saxophone in high school, but I only started playing the bass just over 2 years ago.
Right on.
And
I can't play a single instrument. Also.
Nah, he can play a skin flute, though.
That's about it.
It's a meat whistle.
Okay, not a skin meat flute. Whistle, yeah.
That's about it. I ain't even good at it either.
Man, you do it one time and nobody ever forgets.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
How old are you whenever you started playing, Gary?
3.
Jesus.
3 on drums and like 17 on keys.
Well, you do both of them equally badass.
Thank you, brother.
For real.
Still learning, man. I appreciate it.
I've been doing it his whole damn life. What you expect? Yeah. Shit.
Here's what's weird, and the internet's going to be mad because normally we get our guests to play when we do an episode with them, and we're going to do a better episode than in the middle of a Hochtown bar. But, dude, I think this is a pretty cool setting for a show.
It's nice.
It's a really awesome venue.
A little bit of background noise and shit. I think it's kind of cool, man. Nothing. It's not perfect. You know what I mean? Some dipshit forgot 2 pairs of headphones at the house.
Wonder what dipshit that was.
Good job, Tanner.
Who was bitch, what the hell?
Who was the last one to come to the show?
Me. But where's all the fucking equipment?
Oh, no, I can't hear what y'all are saying. I don't have any headphones.
Where was the text message that said, hey, do y'all need anything while I'm coming?
But didn't I say, I'm officially leaving?
Yeah, but that meant you were already gone.
No, I was at Sonic.
Oh, okay. Damn.
But where was all
that's
the equipment
a good excuse,
at?
Though.
Hey, stuffed peppers and sweet tea right now sounds pretty good.
Hey, all the equipment is at Yo Crib.
That is true. Very, very good point.
It's Brooke's fault.
Big announcement coming about that, though, because that won't be the HQ for much longer.
I know.
Yeah, I'm excited about that deal. We're going to get official. We're going to, like, move out of my mom's basement.
Hell yeah.
All right, it's the office at my house, but same basement's cooler. You think they're still going to bring Cheetos?
The fucking better.
I hope so. But, well, man, is there anybody that y'all need to thank for this? Because I'm going to let you guys get rolled before we got 15 minutes before it's time for go time, and I don't want y'all man. To.
Yeah, got to hit a cigarette. I mean,
obviously, Chase, like to thank you guys for having us.
Thank you, brother.
It's seriously been my pleasure. I've enjoyed the
absolutely.
Fuck
absolutely, for sure.
Love your energy, man.
Man, thank you, man.
We ain't no Joe Rogan, but you know.
Yeah, no, no, not at all. Whatever.
You wish you were that more fun.
Whatever. Rogan apologizes for stuff.
Facts. You don't.
Man, I would like to give a shout out to our community at home, man.
Right on.
Those folks have supported us so much. They believe in us. They've helped us so much along the way. We have a really unique, supportive community people and other musicians, other bands that are really great. And they do it just out of love, man. And that's helped us so much to get where we are.
How big is Anniston?
Well,
it's not. I mean, what did you say population was?
So the population in the city limits is probably about 23,000, but we, you know, have a county with, you know, a couple hundred.
I mean, 23,000. I mean, that's schmedium. How many murders a year?
It varies. You know, probably average around 10.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Those are rookie numbers, man. Yeah, you got to step them up. Yeah,
that's not bad.
Police jurisdiction is around 50,000. You know,
you look like you got something.
Nothing.
Those are rookie
I think
numbers.
The crime rate is,
you know,
per capita
it's
pretty high.
You know, you can't trust everything you read on the internet.
That's right. That's what they say. Like the internet always talks about how nasty of a city Cleveland is, right? Like, dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, Cleveland, Ohio is the nicest downtown area I've ever been to in the United States.
I believe it.
It is. Well, man, I'm gonna run through our advertisers real quick. If y'all are cool with that,
yeah, absolutely.
And then we're gonna get y'all on the road. Ryan Klein, you owe me for this one because I'm going to go ahead and do it even though we ain't done. But I want to let everybody know that this night of Texas Bama Nights, our title sponsor of the event is Apex Boot Company.
Apex Boot Co.
Go to apexbootco.com, shop around, find you a pair of boots that you like, and enter the coupon code HOMETOWN at checkout for a $50 discount.
That's
off any
hometown.
Hometown, one word.
$50 off.
Are those Apex boots you're wearing right now?
Yes, sir.
Man, those are nice.
I was going to wear mine, but I forgot them all. So I can get a pair.
Sitting next to the headphones. Huh?
Yeah. All right, so as always, ma'am, y'all be sure to go like, follow, and share the Rylan Strong Network. Rylan Strong. Wrong show. RylanStrongNetwork.org and find out how you can support us, how you can donate, and what we've got coming up. What do we got coming up, Tanner?
A whole lot.
October 5th.
A lot.
October 5th, the third annual Rylan Strong Network Car, Truck, and Bike Show at the Red Barrel Bar and Grill in Dublin, Texas.
Dublin.
From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., full of kids' events, family friendly shit, bounce houses, face painting, cornhole.
Corno.
Body piercing. Okay. And a lot of music. Headlined by Ryder Grimes. So now, thanks to Inky Blinders Tattoo, Bad Idea Customs, Pops Classic Car Photo Resource 123. Thanks, Mark.
You didn't do the choir. Thanks, Mark.
Rev Limit Off-Road, Blue Ridge, Texas, Shift and Shutter Photography, The Wicked Clover Tattoo Studio, Bears Cafe, Apex Boot Company, CH Lone Star Promo, thanks for the shirts and hats, BMF Customs, Terrell, Texas, Lambeth Luxury Coating, Special D Automotive, Zenful Designs, Custom Jewelry and Artwork, Gardella Photography, Deborah Ann, our official Cincy dealer of the Hot Rodder and HHR Unplugged Podcast, Specialized Plumbing Services, LLC, G7 Company, Sod and Landscape, Sherry Green from the Hair Junkie. She specializes in men and in men's hair. Sorry, Sherry. Modern Primitives Tattoo and Piercing in Texarkana. And, God, I'm losing my voice.
Yep,
last but not least, Austin from Only Suds, LLC, Mobile Detailing. Go get your car, makeup, and hair did, and vacuum your shit. And what else y'all got? Anything else?
There's one more group that we forgot to thank. HHR, the podcast.
Hey, buddy. Yes, I know them guys. I know them. I heard they
love
suck.
Them. Yeah, they fucking suck. I heard they're
terrible.
I heard they're pretty terrible, man.
Nah, you guys have been great.
That's
love you guys.
That's the
love
fastest the energy, I've ever read through that list.
Yes, it is. You should do it on a button.
My balls are sweating after that one. Anyway.
Balls sweat all the time.
That's true. How you know? Anyway, man. Well, guys, I hope y'all enjoyed this unorthodox episode for us.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it was pretty cool.
I think it kind of shows
the way this weekend's been like a fucking whirlwind. Look, man, I'm going to let y'all go. Go get set up. Get ready. I'm going to get myself turned on and ready.
Y'all going to kill it.
It's going to be a badass time, dude.
Appreciate you, bro.
We're going to turn Oklahoma on its head tonight, I promise you. So, guys, I'm proud of y'all, man. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all, brother.
Thank you, bro.
All right, everybody, don't rape each other.
Or do.
Okay, bye-bye.